Finally, at least 4,000 species of birds are long-distance migrants. They spend the spring and summer in locations like the UK, where they mate and rear their babies, and then they fly off somewhere warmer for the winter. Smart birds. But for this to work successfully, the birds have to time their arrival in the spring so it coincides with a big surge in the caterpillars they need for feeding their young, which happens when the trees first burst into life and into leaf. With the climate changing, though, some species are increasingly getting it wrong and arriving too late. So is this to blame for the drop we're seeing in bird populations in the south of England, or is there something else going on? Malcolm Burgess is from the RSPB and the University of Exeter.
We were trying to find out whether the extent of mismatch, and that's the mismatch between when the chicks are hungriest and the timing of the peak availability of their favourite food, which is caterpillars. We're interested in whether the extent of this mismatch differed between the north and the south of the UK. Our paper shows that spring is later the further north you go.
So how did you actually do the study? What were the questions you were asking, and how did you gather the information to nail this?
Yeah, so we were looking at three levels, really. We're looking at the emergence of the oak leaves, when the caterpillars emerge and when they're most abundant. And then we're looking at timing of breeding and the breeding success of the birds. And we've used citizen science data sets. For the oak leafing data, we use records that people submit to the UK Phenology Network.
And what's that? People going out and asking, is that oak in leaf yet?
That's right. They're noting down when they first see the buds burst of the oak trees right across the UK.
And the caterpillars and the birds?
Yeah, so the caterpillars is a bit harder, but I linked up with somebody called Ken Smith who'd come up with a very simple idea of collecting caterpillar droppings in a simple seed tray, which we put underneath oak trees in woods across the UK all throughout the spring. And caterpillar poo is cylindrical in shape, so it means that we can separate it from everything else that falls in the traps, dry it and weigh it, and from that we can see very clearly, actually, when the peak in the availability of caterpillars is.
What about the arrival of the birds? How did you log that?
Yeah, so we looked at both resident birds, which is blue tits and great tits, which are in our woodlands all year round, and the migratory pie flycatcher. We measure their timing of breeding by monitoring their nest. And as part of the British Trust for Ornithology's nest record scheme, many thousands of these nests are monitored each year, mostly again by citizen scientists. And we're able to use this information from across the UK to quantify the timing of egg laying when the chicks hatch and when they're 10 days old, which is when they require the most food. And that's the moment that needs to coincide with the peak availability of caterpillars.
And bringing all of this information together, what trends emerged? What did you find?
We found that spring was later in the north, but importantly, the extent of mismatch in any one year didn't vary between across the UK. So a population in the north of the UK is just as mismatched as a population in the south. That's really important because declines of many insectivorous birds and many migratory birds isn't uniform across the UK. The declines are greater in southern England, and it's been very often linked to this mismatch theory. But you know, importantly, we show that that isn't actually the case. There are other things driving these declines.
Obviously, the south is experiencing quite considerable development. So do you think that it's a population / development / agricultural impact, all these things working together, and they're affecting the environment, and that's what's impacting the birds?
Those things will certainly all affect the birds, yes. And particularly thinking again about insectivorous birds, all those things are detrimental to the availability of insects. I'm sure that many of us can remember when we were younger the amount of insects that would hit our car windscreens, which just really doesn't happen anymore. So yes, you know, any development and agricultural intensification has been well shown to affect insectivorous and seed-eating farmland birds, for example.
Malcolm Burgess on the pressures that migratory birds are facing as the south of the UK develops. And the report on that work has just come out in the journal Nature, Ecology and Evolution.